It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Welcome, everyone, to the 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast, exclusively on 1037thegame.com and also on whatever podcast feed you have, because it comes from the 1037thegame.com website. You can listen to it anytime, any place, anywhere, and it's exclusively about the world of pro wrestling, the world of pro graphs. It is litty, as the kids like to say, and I can't wait for it.
That last segment, that last little sentence there, that was a lie. It is not exclusively about pro wrestling, because something will come up, I'm sure, at some point in the show. Probably the Women's World Cup. That's not exactly wrestling, but still sports-related.
I don't think they can have the World Cup in WWE and the Women's World Cup because they can't have the women's.
The beautiful city of Jeddah, Clint. The beautiful city of Jeddah.
The progressive city of Jeddah.
Yes, indeed.
Heads will roll.
You always do this, and it makes me laugh every time, and I giggle, and I hope it just turns into a bit now, but you never say your name. That's Clint. I'm Cody.
I think it's implied at this point.
Is it, though? Is it really, though?
Yeah.
That one guy might know.
I mean,
Clint, I have one question.
Well, if that guy doesn't know who I am, then fuck that guy.
I have one. Oh, what a miss. That should have been a tie game.
Focus on the game.
Sorry. I have one question for you as we start this latest edition of the 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast, and that is, are you ready to kick ass and take names?
I don't know if it was. I thought it was. I mean, chew bubblegum and kick ass.
No, Clint.
Is it? I thought it was, you know.
You kick the ass first, and then you take the name.
Where do you put the name? Do you put it on a notepad? Do you put it in your contact list?
If you follow the Family Guy logic, you kick the ass, then take the name, then kick another ass, take that name, and swap them.
Do you say Roadhouse as well?
Yes. So by the end of Stomping Grounds on Sunday, we could be referring to Big E as Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens as Xavier Woods by the end of the show.
This makes no sense.
It doesn't, but that's what we're going with.
No, it's not literally taking names. It's basically, I guess.
No, it is WWE Stomping Grounds, where we're going to kick ass and take names, guys.
All right. Well, then what are you going to call Big E then?
Well, no, but I mean, maybe you give him, then he's going to be Kevin Owens.
No, you basically be like, all right, you're no longer going to be Big E. You're going to be, you're going to be Chili McFreeze.
Yeah.
Like all the rejected names. I have to find Stokely Hathaway's list because he has a really good list of names.
Of names that probably should have been but never were.
Yeah, Lucha Vandross.
Lucha Vandross.
Oh, no. I'm fucking pulling up this list right now.
That's really good.
About potential names that Big E could go under. Because he wrote them all down about names that just, like, weren't going to be allowed at all. He's one of the new Performance Center guys, Stokely Hathaway.
Long and Hard Langston. I think that would be a good.
Well, I think that's not PC.
Good name for Big E. Long and Hard Langston. That's what I'm going to go with.
Lucha Vandross is one of them, and that one's really good. Scissor, Latrell Hightower, Zeus Sr.
Clint, I have to interrupt you.
Ron Isley.
Golasso! Lasso, 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 go! Golasso!
Chabillionaire.
Chabillionaire.
The best one of them all, Rafael De La Ghetto.
De La Ghetto.
You know where that's from, right?
I do not.
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince in the ghetto. In the ghetto.
No, it's like he was like trying to pick up this chick in poetry class and came up with the surname Rafael De La Ghetto.
De La Ghetto.
But Lucha Vandross is strong.
Lucha Vandross, probably my favorite pick there.
We wanted to, like, that's basically Big E loses, he becomes Lucha Vandross.
Future WWE champion, Lucha Vandross.
Such good Lucha things.
Such good Lucha things. Clint, we got a lot to get to, my friend. Particularly. Yeah, well, Zion Williamson becoming a Pelican tonight. That is quite hype.
If only WWE Raw was wound up going into New Orleans like next week.
Oh, I mean, could you imagine? They'd put him on TV. They'd find a way.
Well, no, I mean, they'd have to be like, put him on TV, and then you have Zion Williamson show up, and then it's like a run-in, LaVar Ball pops up.
I was about
up.
To say, as long as it doesn't go LaVar Ball, we're fine, but there you go.
That happened like 2 years ago today.
That kid there. Let's start at the, I hate saying the bottom of the card because it's not what it is, but let's start at what I believe will happen earlier in the night as opposed to later, only because they're always there. The WWE Cruiserweight Championship match. It's a triple threat match.
I didn't even know it was a triple threat match.
It
is. Full disclosure, I didn't realize how close some of the pay-per-view was. And I was like, hey, it's Sunday. I'm like, how the hell did we get here?
Well, that shows you how great the go-home show was for this pay-per-view. Got Clint hype. He found out yesterday that there was a pay-per-view this weekend.
No, I knew about the pay-per-view, but I didn't know this match was actually on the list.
I hear what you're saying. My bad. Gotcha.
I mean, the only reason why I knew about it, because full disclosure, I'm in a fantasy wrestling leagues pick'ems every month.
Go ahead, Clint.
And I never win because it's clear what's going on. But yeah, I did not realize that was actually a thing until I looked through the match. It's like, oh, wait, this is actually going on. Okay.
Are you implying that the other members of your fantasy wrestling league are cheating?
No.
No? What are you? Okay, all right. Just checking.
No, I'm just saying. Trust me. It gets wild.
Are they
wild.
Checking the betting odds, Clint? How far in advance do your picks have to be in? That's the question.
I think it's once the pre-show starts, you need to have your picks in.
I would like to have the picks in 24 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then if anything changes, then we'll go ahead and make quick picks. You have to be prepared. But
for the most part, these guys will get in pretty quickly.
Yeah, because just 24 hours ahead of time avoids any shenanigans with looking at betting odds.
Oh, trust me. That worked out quite well for me the first go-round.
Right, but, you know, it is what it is, Clint. We'll start with this
cruiserweight. These multi-man matches that screw you up.
Yeah, championship match for the purple belt. Tony Nese, Akira Tozawa, and the new Drew Gulak.
Wait, what do you mean the new Drew Gulak?
He doesn't have the whole politician gimmick. He's not doing the PowerPoint. He comes out on all black now, and he's just a straight heel. He's beating the hell out of people.
Is he still just no dives?
I guess. I mean, he just wears all black, and he's a heel now, and he's a bruiser.
Give me Drew Gulak. Drew Gulak deserves.
I think he does too.
Run with the belt. He's deserved. I would have loved it if he had, you're talking about the politician gimmick. Imagine if at the peak of that, you have him win the Cruiserweight title, and he officially becomes a super just jackass on camera, and he's like, this is no longer allowed. And
so JBL.
Yeah, but you make to where any top rope moves is an instant disqualification. He becomes the Cruiserweight champion, he goes drunk with power and changes the rules. He's like, no more dives. He's like, all right, guys, I am the Cruiserweight champion. It's one entire episode of 205 Live where he has a PowerPoint presentation and explains the new rules of 205 Live as your new Cruiserweight champion because it is time for a better 205 Live. I would have loved that shit. Eat that. That's such good shit.
I'm sure all seven people watching 205 Live would enjoy that.
Oh, it'd be awesome, man.
I'm going to go with Drew Gulak as well, just because he's been my favorite guy on 205 Live since Neville left, or Pac left. He's been my favorite guy. Exactly. And he hasn't gotten the love he deserves, so I'm still pulling for Drew Gulak. He might not win, but that's who we're both pulling for.
Okay.
20 by 20 podcast, the official cruiserweight is Drew Gulak.
It needed to be for quite some time.
Yeah, so now we have it. It's officially here. The 20 by 20 podcast officially endorses Drew Gulak in the cruiserweight division. We got another match here that is happening for reasons, and I guess it'll also be on the pre-show. I'm not sure, but we'll probably. Big E, the aforementioned Big E, and Xavier Woods, those two members of the New Day, taking on, I almost called them the best friends, but that would be different.
No, they're the best friends.
That would be a different tag team, though.
They're the best of friends, though.
They're the best of, yes, not the best friends, but the best of friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, making their way to the ring, the best of friends.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
No, it'd be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, the best
of
friends.
All
right, guys, I need to start putting my application into.
Clint, you appreciate my AEW reference, my outside of WWE reference?
Yes, I appreciate
that. I'm trying hard.
You're trying hard, and you're succeeding, my friend. Trent Barretta, former
and
WWE.
Chucky T, right?
Chuck Taylor, dude.
My man. Kaylee, when I was watching Double or Nothing,
yeah.
Kaylee was hearing this match because she wasn't really watching, but she was around, and she hears Chuck Taylor, listen to that, whatever the call, and she goes, isn't that a shoe? And I bust out laughing, and I'm like, that's the point. That's the point.
But he also, I mean, like I said, you need to watch some old Chuck Taylor matches.
I've seen Chuck Taylor live, have you?
No.
I have. I was at the Supercard of Honor.
Yeah.
He was there. Good match.
But you didn't see him, like, have a grenade and throw it in the ring. And one time he got into his draws and he exploded after an atomic drop.
So what you're saying is he'll never be Joey Ryan.
No, he's way better than Joey Ryan.
Who do you
Chuck got? Chuck Taylor's so damn good.
Chuck Taylor is good.
He
is
Chuck Taylor good. Wins.
Chuck Taylor wins this match. All right, moving on.
It's a Big E. It's Big E and Xavier Woods.
No, it's Kevin and Sammy here. It's Kevin and Sammy. New
By
days.
The way, have you seen the poster for this? Or at least one of the publicity images for this?
I don't think I have.
Charlotte Flair looks fucking ugly.
Oh, God.
Like, uglier than normal.
So somebody screwed up in Photoshop is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. They over-Photoshopped it. It's like when you see, like, the renders of Carmella online, like the old ones.
Right.
Like, she looks so, it looks scary.
It's now, like how it's Finn, like, Balor had that really big neck for a long time.
Well, it's also the fact he's got that fucking...
It's like a fold in his... It doesn't make sense.
It's just his beard is so thick. Beefy.
So you're going with the New Day. I'm going to go with the heel team here.
Yeah.
Of the best of friends for reasons that I'm sure I am now telling on myself for a little later in our predictions. Let's continue picking tag team matches. This one I'm actually kind of excited about, even if we don't see... As Clint stands up to do the Otis there. Clint,
Otis is my favorite person in the world.
He is really awesome. We're talking the SmackDown Tag Team Championship match against the champions, the new Daniel Bryan.
It's a champion versus champion match, Cody.
Is it?
They hold the YOLO County
tag team
titles.
You're right. But we've got the new Daniel Bryan and the recyclable Rowan taking on Heavy Machinery for the blue tag team belts. I'm excited for this.
All right,
match.
What metal shirt is Eric Rowan going to wear?
It's a pay-per-view, so it's going to be something more mainstream. Let's go with...
Pantera.
If that's not a bad shout. Death Clock. Death Clock confirmed.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
We'll see a Death Clock shirt.
All right, how much longer do we have to wait to get an ICP t-shirt from...
Do we consider them a metal band?
I mean, you can about imagine, like, somebody would get a good, like, pop from that.
If you wore an ICP shirt, Rowan would rocket up my charts for, like, best wrestler. I would probably buy a Rowan t-shirt if he wore, although there isn't one because he wears metal t-shirt. I would buy an ICP t-shirt for you, Clint, if Rowan comes out in an Insane Clown Posse
That'd be
t-shirt.
The best. Because, Vince would be like, what the hell is this clown shit?
Oh, Vince McMahon's aware of ICP.
I doubt it.
Come on.
I mean, they were part of the company, but it's like, I'm sure Vince would be like...
He has no idea. Yeah.
No, Vince doesn't remember. He's got hit in the head with a chair too many times.
You're right.
He's like 70 years old. He's going through dementia.
I think this
year... That's why he doesn't remember. Like, he's like, hey, Shelton. No, it's Big E.
The Senor Benjamin line was really funny.
That was fucking
the joke was
the
great
best.
From Matt Hardy. Well done.
It's Mr. Benjamin.
It's Mr. Benjamin. This here, I think, is the start of a feud that is going to build till SummerSlam. I think D-Bry and Rowan get the win here, but by nefarious means. Whether it's a count out, they just grab their belts and they leave, or they get disqualified, whatever the case may be, I think they retain their championships here, and this feud continues to build till SummerSlam, when Daniel Bryan does what he does best and put over the new tag team of Heavy Machinery.
I disagree. I feel like you're going to wind up seeing them win and just move on, because it just feels like it's a stepping stone for something else to happen with Daniel Bryan and Rowan, and then they'll lose the titles, be it to the New Day, or maybe, just maybe, and this is a bold statement here, the SmackDown Tag Team Championships are won by the best in the world, Shane McMahon, and Drew McIntyre.
It could be building that. I could see that at SummerSlam.
Yeah, apparently they're building towards...
Like, I could see that at SummerSlam, too. I could see that as well.
Or the Hardys, I don't know. Whenever, because apparently... Jeff Hardy's superhuman now because he injured his knee, had surgery. He was wearing a brace, and he was doing his usual thing, just playing music outside in his never-ending backyard in the house of Hardy, and he wanted to take it off the knee brace. He's like, this knee brace is obsolete.
I was about to say, has he classified his injury as obsolete?
His knee brace is obsolete.
At least the knee brace is obsolete. That's what I'm talking
Delete.
About. So there's a lot of ways they can go. Either way, I would be happy to see this build to SummerSlam or wherever and see Heavy Machinery get the belts, but I would also be intrigued. So I'm happy if Heavy Machinery continues, but I'm intrigued to see maybe where they go. We know without saying that the SmackDown tag team, and really the tag team scene in general for WWE, needs a little help. So hopefully this is the beginning of something.
You just need like bodies right now on SmackDown. Right. It's Heavy Machinery and Daniel Bryan on their own right now. There's nobody else, really. Like, I don't know if there's any other tag teams that are doing anything.
Right, and apparently the Revival, they'll get the night off. They'll probably show up somewhere in the card, but or probably just on the pre-show
They got the Roman Reigns Drew McIntyre match, right?
So yeah, they might pop up during that. We'll get to that match in a second. First, we'll decide who we think is going to win the United States Championship match. Samoa Joe versus Ricochet. Pew, 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 pew. Ricochet.
When you said Ricochet originally, I was thinking you were talking about Mucha Lucha.
Lucha Vandross?
No, Mucha Lucha. It's a show that was on WB for a while, and they had like a little, like one of the, it was all basically kids in a lucha school.
Yeah.
And one of them was named Ricochet, and his finisher was him being a fucking pinball.
I think, dude, yes, it was a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and the kid, he like turned into a pinball,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I totally remember this. It wasn't like him just, he was literally a ball, right?
Well, he
yeah.
turned into a ball for
yeah.
a finisher.
Yes, yes, yes. I do know of what you're speaking. That's awesome. Good shout there, Clint. YouTube, I will be on you later.
It'll be in the show notes.
For some Mucha Lucha, check him out. I think Samoa Joe continues his reign of tyranny over, I guess, I don't. It's not a division, but the United States Championship stays with Samoa Joe. Ricochet has unfortunately become just another guy.
I think he's an extraordinary man, but it's like he doesn't necessarily need the title right now. And you can.
I would love to see him and similar to the Bar. I know Sheamus is going to eventually come back, but
I don't think he is.
How great would a Cesaro Ricochet tag team be?
That'd be great.
I mean, talk about high flying and talk about power. They could add to the tag team scene WWE greatly, but we're fantasy booking now. I want to know
but
who
anyways,
wins the match.
So,
yeah.
Like I said, I think Samoa Joe wins, but you know what I would love to see happen?
Mm-hmm.
Ricochet wins the title, but then you have Samoa Joe complain for like 3 weeks about how I never lost that title because like similar kind of bullshit finish.
Okay.
And basically it's like, and eventually Ricochet just says, okay, you can have it. Bye.
He just gives it to him.
And it just keeps happening for months on end until Rey Mysterio comes back. For his title that he never really lost.
That's what it's building to. Got you.
It's just so fucking stupid.
We both got Samoa Joe there. We'll move on to that match you mentioned just a couple of minutes ago. The big dog, Roman Reigns, taking on the Scottish psychopath, Drew McIntyre.
I was watching, the other night I was watching OSW Review's little rundown of WrestleMania 35. And every time Roman Reigns hit one of his like signature spots, they called it, Roman Reigns with the big dog.
The big dog.
The big dog. The big dog. The big dog.
The big dog. And he's the dog. The big dog.
And
Roman Reigns.
I want to see Roman Reigns win the match, but I just feel like you're going to see some BS finish to where like Shane McMahon and the Revival interfere, and we see Drew McIntyre win, and Drew McIntyre looks like a complete bitch.
This, I believe, is the start of a bit of a losing streak, if you will, for Roman Reigns, building to, again, you can see where my head is at as I look at this card.
The best in the world winning the WWE title.
No, building to Roman Reigns finally getting the big win at SummerSlam in like a last man standing or a I quit match or something.
A heck in a sec.
Yes, some kind of big monumental match.
A Punjabi prison match.
Between Roman Reigns and I don't think it's going to be between Roman and Shane.
Shane's going to win the WWE title.
I think, right. I think it'll be between Roman and Drew. I think this is, like I said, a losing streak of a bit for Roman. He lost at Super Showdown to the best in the world. I think he loses here to Drew McIntyre. I think they kind of maybe continue to get the better of him as we build to a huge match at the biggest party of the summer in some large type of gimmick capacity that then Roman will get that big cheer and hopefully that'll see Shane go off of TV for a little while. But I think stuck with him. Go Lasso! Go the freaky deaky Dutch! The Netherlands scored.
Okay.
In case you're wondering, they're winning now. They're beating Canada 2-1. I'm watching the game in reflection. Really,
I'm surprised you caught it. I'm surprised you didn't say it was or Denmark, because if in reverse, it's D-E-N, Denmark.
Oh, see? Reading would have screwed me. You're right. Good thing I didn't read.
Denmark scores 2-1 against Canada.
You're right. It does look like that.
Did you know Relic is killer spelled backwards?
I've heard that was a wrestling gimmick, right?
It was a whole thing where,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Where Johnny the Bull Stamboli was, like, part of James Mitchell's evil empire to destroy Abyss with Fat Dustin Rhodes as Black Rain and like Judas Macias. and fucking Relic, who was in it. And every time, backwards. Like, Mike Tenay said, Relic is killer spelled backwards.
Thanks. Did you know so is Taco Cat? Taco Cat spelled backwards is Taco Cat.
That's a palindrome.
Race car spelled backwards is race car.
Auto spelled backwards is auto.
But not auto, but auto.
Auto, like the yes, Simpsons bus
like
driver.
Auto, but not auto.
It's all palindromes.
This has gone off the rails, Clint. What the fuck are we talking about?
we're talking about palindromes.
Oh, God. Leave it in. We've got the SmackDown Women's Championship match. Oh, the SmackDown Women's title. Bayley versus Alexa Bliss.
Oh, it's not Charlotte Flair this
it's
time?
It's not Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair has been off TV with Andrade. Well, not he was on TV this last month.
She's been
dealing with... Goddamn, Clint. Jesus Christ. We've got Bayley versus Alexa Bliss with Nikki Cross in her corner.
Nikki wants to play with
Play Alexa. With Nikki.
And like, oh, man. Why haven't they done this yet where, like, at this point, Nikki Cross is just, like, very subdued at all, like, with Alexa Bliss, where it's, like, backstage, Nikki's just combing her hair. Like, just, like, the weirdest fucking shit ever.
She's obviously, like, been brainwashed. Let's see, that's stealing gimmicks from people.
All you have to do is let her in.
I think
Bayley wins here.
I think you're right, but I want Alexa Bliss to win.
Because Alexa Bliss is on Raw.
I want Alexa Bliss to win. Fuck Raw. Just fuck the brand split. It's dead. The brand split is dead. It's over. It's done. It died with the wild card rule.
But technically, only the wild card rule only affects four superstars.
And those specific four superstars, everyone else has free reign to do whatever they want.
Those four superstars
are Roman Reigns, Shane McMahon.
It's four every week.
It's always the same four.
It's rotating four, and they give you the list before the show. They're like, all right, guys, here's the plans for this week. Oh, and here's the list of superstars who are part of the wild card. It's like two separate pages.
Makes no sense. But yeah,
WWE makes no sense now.
I think Bayley wins here because she's actually, in her defense here, Bayley has been putting on some of her best work. This is probably some of the
she's
best
so
stuff
good.
I've seen her do since NXT. And I'm not trying to say that lightly. Like, it was good stuff she was doing with Sasha, getting towards the tag team championships, the inaugural like titles. That's she was doing. But I love this version of Bayley. She's not the hugger that she used to be. She's trying to be like a badass babyface. And I don't know if that's going to necessarily work for her. But
just like you're making her like instead of the bubbly, like no more hugging.
She's no Kylie Rae.
No, well, no. Smiley Kylie Rae is just never going to change because like, she doesn't need to.
Right. I've heard people call her the better Bayley. I don't know. That's a discussion for another day. But
That's closer to Fyter Fest.
Right.
But anyway, so what I was saying is I think Bayley, it's not as much a badass baby face. It's, oh, hey, you know, I'm no longer wanting the hugs.
I'm not scared of a kendo stick.
I have a boyfriend now.
Yeah, I've had sex. I'm ready to wrestle. Like
Joe and I had sex. Joe and I had what he calls sex.
I love the breakdowns we give on these matches, Clint. They're absolutely ridiculous. Bayley wins, but I hope Alexa Bliss.
I'm delirious.
Has some sort of. I'd love to see Alexa Bliss.
These 3-hour Raws and 2-hour SmackDowns and then like the 7-hour pay-per-views, it's caused me to have delirium. And then you add the fact NXT and 205 Live, trying to watch
they
all
exist.
Of it.
They exist, yeah, they're
it
a thing.
It fucking kills me. That's what's going to kill me is watching too much wrestling.
Well, you know what's
especially
not...
Especially with G1 coming up.
You know what's not going to kill you, Clint? Watching that Raw Women's Championship match. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for you.
It's going to kill me if Lacey Evans fucking wins.
It will. Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans. Do we have a woman's right, or do we have a rock bottom?
Manhandle slam.
Yeah, it's a fucking rock bottom.
Yes, it is.
It's a rock bottom.
I mean, technically, you could be like, the disarmor is just a fucking armbar.
It is. It looks like you're just holding a big dick.
Well, thank you, Ronda Rousey, for that imagery. Hashtag impregnation vacation. Hope that's going well. That was literally what she put on Instagram.
That's such a long hashtag, but it rhymes.
It was
I'm cool with it.
So weird.
It rhymes. I'm cool with it.
I'm sure we'll see Ronda Rousey involved as part of International Fight Week in a few weeks.
Right. Does Becky Lynch keep the belt here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. Lacey Evans is not...
Lacey Evans is not ready.
They have tried to push her so hard, and it's just not time. Just not yet.
Yeah.
She's got a good character, and that's a plus for her. Her character
Wait,
seems,
what?
Her character is good. The sassy Southern Belle character is good. It's not exactly hashed out maybe perfectly just yet, but the character is good. Her promos.
Oh, I gotta tell you about this shit when we're done.
Her promos are good, but they're getting old. She needs work on just keeping her promos fresh, which that'll come with more time.
No, she seems to get better as a worker. Because, like, in the Royal Rumble match, she looked horrible.
Well, that's a long time ago. She's done okay here recently. She's not a main eventer. I'm not trying to argue that for her. That's not what I'm trying to say. But I think this will do some good. Get her one more nice little spotlight match before, you know, maybe she goes off of TV. Because I don't know what you do with her after she loses this match. I think she has to maybe go off TV for a little while and then come back with maybe a new goal. She's been such a main focus here recently. Nobody else has tried to even really come at Lacey Evans besides Becky Lynch and Charlotte. So unless you're planning on a blonde versus blonde, you know, feud with Charlotte and Lacey after this, I don't know what you do with her. I still think Becky wins, but that's just because that's what I want to see.
I have to agree with you. It's got to be Becky. Becky winning.
She's still
match.
Hot. She's still on fire. I'm rolling with.
I didn't do. She's
Becky
mean.
Lynch.
I mean, all that CrossFit sex is helping out a lot.
And you know, well, Jesus, CrossFit Jesus. Now it's CrossFit sex. I don't. There's a lot of stuff happening backstage at WWE. The place probably smells gross.
Well, it probably smells gross anyways. You got all those sweaty, these sweaty people.
Look at all the beef, pal.
I mean, that's why Dean Ambrose wore that mask.
Yeah, because you all
so
make
sweaty.
Me sick.
It's also, they had to get inoculations.
We got another match here. The gimmick match of the show, not counting the pre-show, Triple Threat, is...
That's not a gimmick, a Triple Threat match.
It's not, I guess, not necessarily. But we do have one
it's triple
for
threat,
real,
flippy shit match.
Real gimmick match, a steel cage match. Between Kofi Kingston and, for some goddamn reason, still Dolph Ziggler.
It should have been him.
It should have been him, I guess. And this Wednesday,
technically it was him.
This Sunday, it will be him losing to Kofi Kingston because there's no... I'll ask you this like I asked somebody when the NBA playoffs were rolling through. And everyone thought the Trailblazers were going to beat the Golden State Warriors because they won that game and everybody got hype about it. And I had to ask people, is Portland really that team? Is Portland the team that's going to stop the run of the Golden State Warriors? And everyone was like, oh, when you put it like that, no, I guess not. And that's exactly what I have to say about Dolph Ziggler. Is he really that guy to put it into Kofi's reign?
No, because that's Shane McMahon. Kofi wins.
It would get him the most heat probably
Everybody's already talking about this and being like, this is going to be, I feel like this could be the breaking point where everybody's like, you know what, fuck this. Many people will want releases and they're like, no, you can't go. It's AEW. You can't go there. And he's like, no, I'm going there.
I'm out. Your son's the champ. I'm going to leave now.
I'm going there. You know, it's like all these people are like, you know what? I'm gone. Like, you see, like Mike and Maria Kanellis got renewed to like 3-year deals.
They must have wanted that.
No, like, dude, you don't. Like, if you look on their social media, it's like nothing but, oh man, like. I think, well, like 3 weeks before their contracts were up, they're like...
Well, I saw all their stuff about, you know...
Our contracts are up in 3 weeks.
Right.
Like, basically, oh, hey, we're leaving. And it's like, by the way, we're talking about our gym memberships.
Right.
Not our accounts at all. Not our... I'm like, yeah, bullshit.
But at that point, if anybody is re-signing with WWE from, you know, now on...
Yeah.
It's their choice. I mean, the money is good, yeah, but if you want creative control, then, you know, you have to turn down maybe a little bit of money and go... work somewhere else. So at this point forward, you know, especially after the Moxley interview with our podcast with Jericho there, you know now how the backstage vibe is at WWE. If you continue to stay there and re-sign with them, then I'm not saying that that's on you, but I mean, and that was a decision you made. Yeah, so, you know, hey.
And then they're like, oh, wait, we're going to add 6 more months because you were injured for like a week.
Well, they're adding 6 more months to Luke Harper's contract because you were injured for a week. We've got one more match to discuss here.
Wait, there's only like, how many matches? Like 7?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 7 probably on the main card. 9 if you count the pre-show.
Yes! Only 7 matches on the main card.
That's not too bad.
This show's going to go 3 hours. Yeah. I can sleep now.
Nah, don't worry. That Roman Reigns-Drew McIntyre match has got an hour 45 written all
God
over.
God damn it. We need time limits.
Universal Champion Seth Rollins is taking on Baron Corbin. Before you give me the winner, Clint, what else I would like to know from you is who will be the special guest referee.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that seems to be... That would be... Okay, hear me out, though. Hear me out.
Oh, wait. Here's how it's going to go. Okay. Brock Lesnar, like, winds up giving Seth Rollins the win, and then he beats the shit out of him, cashes in Money in the Bank, and counts his own pinfall.
Yeah, that would be funny because he's, like...
He's still got the referee shirt on.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, what'd be even better is because like, if we want to make Brock Lesnar seem like a dumb simp, you can have him just take his shirt off after the match and start beating up Seth Rollins and try and cash in and pin him. But he's like, one, two. And he goes to ring the bell. It's like, I pinned him for a three count. You're not wearing a referee shirt.
You took the shirt off,
pal. You're not licensed official.
You took the shirt off.
Like, just means he's such a simp. He doesn't, like, he didn't realize he could just wait a whole year.
He's just a big ball of muscle. That's all he is.
Yeah.
I think my only complaint is I think that, yes, Brock Lesnar is probably a good idea to have him be the special guest referee. The problem I have with that is we've been told forever that Baron Corbin was getting to select the special guest referee himself. It was going to be his choice. Why would he then pick Brock Lesnar, a guy who, even if he thinks he can convince him to let Corbin beat Rollins, then Lesnar would just turn right around as soon as the 1-2-3 Baron you win, he would turn around and just destroy Baron Corbin and then take the title from Corbin. So like, that's the only problem I have. If it ends up being Brock Lesnar and they do tell us that Baron Corbin is the one who picked Brock Lesnar, then Corbin is going to, you think that make Brock seem like a simp? Corbin is going to look like the dumbest person ever, because that's just, you know, psychologically, it doesn't make much sense to have a guy who could immediately take the title from you. You want him standing right next to you as soon as you win the title. I don't know if I think that's smart. But the problem is, other than Brock Lesnar, I don't really have an answer to that question. Is it Shane McMahon? He's not on the card.
Yeah, but he's going to wind up doing some BS with Roman.
But, I mean, could he come back out for the Universal? I mean, could it be Vince McMahon? Could it be Heath Slater? I mean, it could be anybody.
They already murdered Heath Slater.
It could be anybody. We have no idea. The winner of this match will be Seth Rollins. He's too on fire right now. Burn it down. Seth Rollins will probably end up somehow getting himself disqualified. He'll probably use the chair and he'll hit Baron in this feud. He'll maybe continue on or something like that. But he'll maybe feel threatened at some point because Brock maybe will come out and Seth will be like, oh shit, no way. You're not going to get me like this. No, and he'll just grab his trusty chair and start hitting anything that moves. And you know, that worries me because that means if this is going to be the main event, I would hate for that to be the way the show ends with Seth Rollins just swinging a chair at people. But I got a feeling that might be how it works out.
Yeah. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think Seth wins. I was just having fun with the Brock Lesnar idea, but imagine if that would happen.
I mean, I don't know who else it would be besides Brock Lesnar. Do you have an idea off the top of your head besides Brock Lesnar?
Big Show.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. No, no clue whatsoever.
All right.
We're done with the card here, Clint. Do you have anything else to add that I don't know about?
I got one thing.
All right.
I'm not going to go into the little G1 thing. That'll be probably something we do in next week's show.
Because there's a million matches to talk about that.
Yeah, and also some really cool things about it as well. I mean, we got Dean Ambrose can't be part of the Dallas show because of his contractual obligations with AEW. But this is for our friends across the pond who might be listening in to this 20 by 20 Progress podcast.
God save the queen.
WWE is moving off of Sky Sports after 30 years.
Yeah, they're going to, was it ITV or BTV?
BTV.
BTV, that's it.
BTV, BTV, go. If they use that in a promotional tool, I'm going to fucking lose.
Now, this is actually something that I know
a
little bit about. The people that I watch on YouTube, Cultaholic, you've probably heard of them.
If you like a lot of wrestling, join our cult.
I like how you didn't say YouTube. Well done.
We're not on YouTube.
Right. They talked about this. And they said that it's not, you know, it's not like this huge mega deal as if it's like SmackDown moving to Fox. It's not anything
it's the exact opposite.
That large, but it is a bit of a step down. I think it's like moving from ESPN to like, it's not quite as far as stadium, but it's like ESPN to like FS1.
Yeah, I would agree. But anyway, it's like, because here's the thing. This is from Jay Hunter, the boys over at OSW Review brought this up. WWE's potential UK audience now, it drops from 8.6 to 2.2.
There you go.
So roughly about a quarter of all programs.
So you're losing 75% of your possible audience.
Yeah. You're losing. It's being cut in four.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you look at, of course, this is all rumor and innuendo about All Elite Wrestling's deal in the UK being on ITV. Take a wild guess how many homes they're in.
I'm going to say 5 million.
27 that million damn. Homes. So basically, you're going to have more people see Kenny Omega and Cody or
Don't
whoever.
Chris Jericho.
Thank you. than Roman Reigns. Think about that for a minute. Like, literally, that's how many people could wind up, like, watching All Elite Wrestling. 27
Right. Right. Those aren't, obviously, all of those aren't wrestling fans, but that is your possible audience.
Yeah.
If
that's
you
huge.
Got everyone to tell you, that is extremely huge. I don't know.
Well, you know, Sky Sports at 8.6 million. Right. It sort of.
You could also watch Sky Sports on an airplane.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You could. It was like they had the Sky Sports magazines in the back of airplanes, too. It's cool.
Yeah, I've never been on one with the Sky Sports on it.
Yeah, Sky Sports little magazine. It has like a crossword puzzle. It's sports related. I don't know.
Did they ever have the Raging Cajuns in it?
No.
Yeah, like I said, that's about all I got for this week's 20 by 20 Bro Craps podcast. We'll definitely dive a lot more into the G1, what happened at Stomping Ground.
We also need to eventually talk about the like 100,000+ people in the queue for Double or Nothing tickets.
I'm still in the
in the queue, still waiting, huh?
Still in the matrix.
They might be sold out by now, Clint.
Allegedly.
Tell them where to find the show, buddy.
You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, whatever podcatcher gimmick you have, I believe. A VLC player could do just enough to be able to put it on your feed. 1037thegame.com, Audio Mac, our mobile app, powered by Visit Avery Island. A lot of other great podcasting sources. I believe the Himalaya app. Like basically, unless it's Spotify, I believe, you can get it anywhere. Any podcast thing that you use. I believe you can even get it through like Pigeon.
We're not on YouTube yet, though.
Eventually, we'll be on YouTube.
Maybe.
Once we can actually figure out how to record on here through the power of video and blast encoded processing, we'll figure it out.
Don't tell Clint I know how to do that. I'm just lazy.
Well, I knew that.
Until next time, the
this
20
show's
by 20
so over, dog.
Pro Grabs Podcast, Clint. It's so over.